From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner is getting backing from some of her fellow prosecutors from around the country. Jason Rosenbaum reports that show of support comes after Gardner filed the federal lawsuit.
Gardner filed a lawsuit in federal court on Monday alleging that there's a racist conspiracy to block her agenda. She received a strong show of support on Tuesday in St. Louis from prosecutors like Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Like Gardner, Mosby was elected under the banner of overhauling the criminal justice system, and she says she's experienced some of the same pushback that Gardner received.
The vitriol, the personal, and the professional attacks, particularly against Black female prosecutors, is unprecedented.
Among other things, the lawsuit takes aim at issues stemming from a special prosecutor looking into an investigator involved in Gardner's 2018 prosecution of former Governor Eric Greitens. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Governor Mike Parson and state lawmakers disagree over how much money Missouri will have in the next budget cycle. As Julie O'Donohue reports, the Missouri House's chief budget writer is in favor of using a more conservative estimate.
House Appropriations Committee Chairman Cody Smith says less is better when it comes to making a revenue projection. The Republican is the chief budget architect for the House. He wants to use a lower state revenue estimate than the governor or the Senate for the budget year that starts July 1st.
My opinion is that it's best to be careful, to proceed with caution, and that's, without speaking for the Senate or the governor's office, that's my inclination.
A conservative revenue estimate would mean Parson and the General Assembly couldn't allocate as much money to roads, education, and health care in the current legislative session. In Jefferson City, I'm Julie O'Donohue.
The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a decision striking down a key portion of a 2016 voter photo identification law. The court's 5-2 decision yesterday permanently blocks a law that required voters without a government-issued photo ID to sign a sworn statement while presenting some other form of identification in order to cast a regular ballot. The court says the required affidavit was misleading and contradictory. That portion of the law was originally blocked by a trial before it could be implemented for the 2018 general election. Republican lawmakers have presented a plan that would ask Missouri voters to undo important parts of a legislative redistricting model approved by voters 2 years ago. A proposed constitutional amendment presented yesterday in a Senate committee would repeal a new nonpartisan demographer position that is to submit new House and Senate maps to a bipartisan commission after the 2020 census. The Republican plan would also change a requirement to make partisan fairness and competitiveness top criteria for making maps. Instead, it would make those the last criteria, behind such things as compact, contiguous districts that keep communities together. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.